Anthony Fox confirmed as Transportation Secretary. Boeing begins assembly on the first KC-46A. And China's astronauts return home. This is Aero News for Friday, June 28, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. In a unanimous vote Thursday, Mayor Anthony Fox was confirmed as Secretary of Transportation. Following the vote, Senate Commerce Committee Chairman John D. J. Rockefeller, Democrat of West Virginia, issued a statement expressing his strong support for the new secretary. Rockefeller said, quote, "I congratulate Mayor Fox on his Senate confirmation. I look forward to working closely with him and hope Mayor Fox will be the broker we need to break the partisan gridlock so we can make critical investments that will preserve and strengthen our nation's infrastructure," end quote. Gamma issued a similar statement of support congratulating Fox on his confirmation while reminding the new secretary of the role general aviation plays in the nation's economy, saying, quote, "As the former mayor of Charlotte, North Carolina, Mr. Fox saw firsthand the importance of general aviation to the city's economy. Now, as he leads the U.S. transportation system, we hope Mr. Fox will adopt policies that encourage the success and growth of general aviation nationwide," end quote. Both the NBAA and NATA also issued statements Thursday welcoming newly confirmed Secretary of Transportation Anthony Fox to his new position and expressing their willingness to work with the new head of the department. The first wing spar for a U.S. Air Force KC-46A aerial refueling tanker was loaded by Boeing workers in Everett, Washington, starting production of that aircraft and achieving another milestone toward delivering 179 tankers during the next 14 years. The KC-46A is based on the commercial 767-200ER. Boeing employees are also preparing the 767 production line for assembly of the next generation's tankers' aft and forward body structures. The aircraft will be assembled in November, and rollout of the factory is set for January. Next June, Boeing will begin installation of military unique systems on the aircraft at Boeing Field in Seattle, as well as testing. First flight for the fully provisioned tanker is scheduled for early 2015, with first delivery in 2016. The Shenzhou 10 spacecraft that spent 10 days in orbit returned safely to Earth Wednesday in a mission described as quote-unquote perfect by the director of China's manned space program. The country is working toward establishing a permanent manned space station by 2020. China is about a year behind other spacefaring nations, but Joan Jason Fries, a professor of national security affairs at the U.S. Naval War College, considered an expert on the Chinese space program, said that China is, quote, "in no hurry, but it's also very ambitious," end quote. She said what China has is a political will to move its manned space program forward and that it does not face the financial pressure that keeps Western governments in check. An F-16 fighter jet with the 309th Fighter Squadron went down Thursday near Luke Air Force Base in a field just west of that Arizona airfield. There were two pilots on board. Both safely ejected and have been recovered. Neither pilot was injured. No damage to structures or private property was reported. According to an Air Force news release, at the time of the incident, the pilots were conducting a routine training mission. With 5 days to go until its historic inaugural flight on Canada Day, July 1st, Air Canada Rouge is ready to start flying with a startup fleet of four aircraft, two Boeing 767-300ERs, and two Airbus 319s. Air Canada has also announced a major expansion to Air Canada Rouge's route network with new holiday destinations in the Caribbean, Mexico, Florida, and Las Vegas for its 2013-2014 winter season, making a total of 23 Sun Market destinations. When Aero News continues, that loud whoosh in Colorado was fire retardant. An SAIB is issued for Lear 35As, and we are definitely not alone.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Friday, June 28th. I'm Glenn Moyer. More than 50,000 gallons of fire retardant were dropped by Air Force aerial firefighting aircraft on June 25th on wildland fires burning throughout Colorado's West Fork Complex. Modular airborne firefighting system-equipped C-130s from both the Air Force Reserve and Air National Guard performed 18 drops against the wildfires, releasing 52,650 gallons along mountain ridgelines and near homes throughout affected residential areas. The U.S. Forest Service directed all MAFS support to the West Fork Complex for June 25th, an area encompassing the Windy Pass, West Fork, and Papoose fires. At the request of the U.S. Forest Service, MAFS aircraft and air crews remain activated to provide support throughout the Rocky Mountain region. The FAA has issued a special airworthiness information bulletin for several models of Learjet after maintenance personnel reported finding cracks in the control column on Learjet Model 35A airplanes. Five airplanes were inspected, and all five had cracks in the same general area. According to the FAA, the cracks all originated at the base of the column where it attaches to the floor structure. The bearing boss, where a pivot pin is installed, was partially cracked in all cases. The service bulletins specify inspecting the control column for cracks and replacing the control column assembly, including repair reinforcement of the bearing boss, which supports that pivot pin. The FAA recommends this be done at the earliest opportunity. German police have taken two men into custody and searched buildings at several addresses in multiple cities, thwarting what they say was a plan to use remote-controlled airplanes to carry out terrorist attacks. Homes were raided in Stuttgart, Munich, and Dachau, according to a report in the UK newspaper The Sun. Among the materials seized were technical information and other paperwork that indicated there was a quote-unquote homegrown attack in the planning stages. German authorities said that during the Tuesday morning raid, police confiscated multiple model aircraft, some reportedly large enough to carry sufficient explosives to destroy a commercial building. Well, there may or may not be extraterrestrial life, but we are definitely not alone. More than 10,000 asteroids and comets that can pass near Earth have now been discovered. The 10,000th near-Earth object, asteroid 2013 MZ5, was first detected on the night of June 18, 2013, by the Pan-STARRS-1 telescope, located on the, oddly enough, 10,000-foot summit of the Haleakala crater on Maui. Managed by the University of Hawaii, the Pan-STARRS survey receives NASA funding. Now, are you ready for the good news? NASA says there are at least 10 times that many more to be found before we can be assured we will have found any and all that could impact and do significant harm to the citizens of Earth. As if we didn't have enough to worry about already here on the Big Blue Marble. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.